Robbie Renard, Millville, your prize student Justin Bogle made his return today. What'd you think?
He did really well. He tried. He got a little arm pump at the beginning of the day, and second moto he started riding a lot better, but he has a little more work to do, and that's what we figured.
And what do you think he's got to do? Just more in fitness-wise? It's hard to jump in, I guess.
Yeah, these guys have been racing all season, and you know, just bring up the intensity a little bit and a little better fitness.
What about yourself, Loretta's?
Yeah, I'm been riding once, maybe twice a week. You know, just trying to get there.
Jimmy Albertson says you're hauling ass. So
I'm good for 20 minutes, but you know. We'll see. Like, it's always different when you go race, obviously. You know, you can go practice all the time, but you know, it's all for fun. So I'm going there to have some fun, and obviously I want to win, you know, but we'll see.
Hey, you've always been known as a guy, you had a incredible style on a motorcycle, and Bogle has incredible style but different. Do you try to work with him and teach him your way, or try to learn from him to do stuff for you, or is it kind of weird?
No, you know, obviously, like, everybody rides a little different, you know, like, you know, probably line selection, things that, you know, that nature, you know, trying to set up stuff is probably more what I'd probably work with him on. You know, obviously little technique things on the bike also, but.
Millville, we talked about this walking in here. One of the, maybe my top five rides I've ever seen in my life was you here in, what did we say, 95?
Yeah, 95.
You go 1-1 on the day. I guess this place, you always did kind of good here. Do you have special memories from here?
No, it's definitely a good track. You know, I always had fun here. You know, I always enjoyed the sand whoops. The sand whoops always were, you know, I just always liked that. Mm-hmm. That's just fun to me. Like, even at trades, like, he has a lot of, like, whoops at his place, and I still enjoy it. So that part of it, and then up and down hills, and it just always seemed like, worked out pretty good for me.
Remember 95?
Yeah, I remember 95.
Just crushed them. 1-1. See you later.
Yeah, it was a good day. You know, one of those type of days, it just seems real easy. You know,
well, you could do it more, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, if I could just figure out how to make it easy every day. So, but you know, it was really hot that day, and obviously I was at home. Actually, at that point, I was trimming trees and making trails through my new land at the time, and I think I just got really used to the heat at the time, because the heat didn't bother me at all.
It killed him. It killed him. Let me just say that again.
It was good. It was a good day.
All right, thanks.
Thanks.